Stratford Trashin' Week is this week. This Saturday is Earth Day. This week is Earth Week. And this Sunday is the Stratford Trashin' and Refashion Show. And for people who have never been to this event before, how could you sum it up?
This year, the events look a little bit different. Normally, we have a nice long week full of eco-fashion-focused events. And coming out of the pandemic and coming back, we're just offering two of our most popular fashion shows, the Trashin' Show and the Refashion Show. They are both design competitions. The Trashin' Show in the afternoon offers designers and artists an opportunity to create runway looks out of post-consumer waste. Think cardboard, think pop cans, think coffee cups, you know, that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the Refashion Show, the 7 p.m. show, designers and artists are invited to create looks created from used garments and textiles. So think ties turned into a skirt, think a jacket turned into a shirt, think, you know, a bedsheet turned into pants. Like, this is the kind of thing that you can expect from both of the shows. Both shows have guest speakers where we're going to learn a little bit more about eco-fashion, what's happening in our community environmentally, how you can get involved in different things, and how you as an individual can make a difference in your own wardrobe.
Awesome. So you as the co-founder, how did this start? Why did you want this to happen? Why make garbage clothes and design? Who came up with the idea? Tell me all about what the inspiration was.
Okay. So because I am the owner of the Green Hair Spa, we're an eco salon here in Stratford, Ontario. And being a hairdresser, being part of the fashion industry in that way, I wanted to create an event that was eco-fashion focused. And we live in a community full of artists and creatives and people who are amazingly talented. And I thought this would be such a great way to put a positive spin on the conversation about climate change, about environmental issues. Often when we get into discussions about those things, it can be very doom, very gloom, feeling small, feeling like you can't make a difference, feeling like there's not much that you can do. But when you create an event or do something in a positive way, I believe that it gives people hope and it gives them an opportunity to feel like they can make a difference. They can make change. It's not a lost cause, you know? So creating an event that has some positivity around it and makes people happy and it's beautiful and fun and exciting. I think that it's just a nice way to celebrate the fact that we do hold the power to be able to create change in our own lives, even if it's in a small way.
I love that idea. And yes, you're right. Like, Stratford is insanely creative and it just feels like the perfect way to get people's attention about this type of thing. Totally.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So the Trashonistas, as you like to call them.
Yeah.
I love that. They can use any garbage. What material are we looking for? Is there anything that you can't use? Where are they getting their garbage? Like, are they just taking their home garbage or are they picking it up off the street? Or how does it work?
Some people plan a long time for this. So some people have an idea of what they're going to use and then they collect it.
Mm-hmm.
They ask friends and family to save their coffee cups or save their tuna cans. You know, they get other people on board, which is great. The idea is no new materials.
Okay.
You know, you want to use something that's already been something else, something that's potentially going into the garbage or into the recycling bin.
Okay. And it can be anything. There's no limitation on what material.
No.
Cool.
No, if you are creative enough to put, you know, something together, then yeah, we're here for it.
That's awesome. And you can use any type of, like, you can sew your trash together. You can hammer and nail your trash together.
I'm just
imagining the endless possibilities of how people put together their creations.
Absolutely. Yeah. Some are handy with the needle and thread. Some are a little more, you know, hot glue focus. Some are using nails and different things to put their items together. But yeah. Yeah.
Because anyone can participate. It's amateurs and professionals doing all this.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, and everyone is welcome.
That is so cool. So can we get tickets?
So our website, StraffordTrashAndWeave.ca, the link there will lead you to the Eventbrite where you can buy tickets for Trash In and Refashion. You can also visit our Instagram page where there's a link in our profile, and that will send you into the direction of buying tickets as well.
And on your Instagram page, lots of throwbacks from previous years.
Yes, if you want to see what it's all about, that's definitely a good place to go.
Yes, awesome. I've been seeing them, and it's just blowing my mind.
Yay. Yeah.
When you think clothes made of garbage, you think a burlap sack, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But these creations are insane. So it's definitely worth buying a ticket.
Yes, thank you.
It's going to be so great. Thank you so much, Jessica.
Thank you for having me.